Welcome to Saimu Series, a podcast about mental health. We will touch on popular topics and insights from professionals from Saimu. Hi everyone, this is Sally and this is Saimu Podcast. Welcome. And today we're going to be talking about World Day for Culture Diversity for Dialogue and Development. On May 21st, UNESCO made this special day to highlight not only the richness of the world's culture, but also the essential role of intercultural dialogue for achieving peace and sustainable development. It's a mouthful, but it is very important. And today we have Argentina Simones back. Hi, Argentina.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Can you tell everybody just a little bit brief about yourself, just in case nobody have heard you before?
Sure. So my name is Argentina. I'm a psychologist from Brazil. I work online with mainly with Brazilians abroad or some foreigners, like English speakers that live in Brazil or that have some kind of intercultural relationships. And in a short way, is that?
So. I love it. Yes, that's perfect. And I love that you chose this topic because I know it's very passionate to your heart as well. Why is understanding culture important?
So it's really interesting when you think about understanding culture because it's about understanding ourselves, I would say, mainly, because when you're raised, you're really build ourselves based on the culture you live in. So, and then you can understand why you behave the way you behave, why you think the way we think, and all the values, habits, and customs we have. So the patterns we have. So I think it's really important to understand culture. The first thing, look into ourselves. And the second thing, when you're living and interacting with people, mainly nowadays, we have a global world. Now, so even though you're not living for your own country, you have contact with all different cultures. So it's really important to get to know because you have those kind of things. The values are different. The customs are different. The way people, the practices are different. The way people live the daily life. So it's interesting to get to know this. And then we are able to learn and be flexible about how I can interact with them and how I can, what I can learn from them. So it's really interesting. So when you have, you're able to learn about culture, have this big overview, and you can really open your mind about the world, exactly the world about, and have more critical thinking. So they really help in different ways. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, no, that is so true. And then I love that because like that kind of like leads into my next question is like, how can we understand one culture? Like, I know like you're very worldly, so you're perfect to answer this.
Yes. It's interesting because we can do this in different levels. So we, when for us to understand culture, we can be a really curious person and then just dive in books and videos and whatever you can have access, you know, and then just get all the information, historical, political information, traditional information about other countries in your own country, so they can really understand culture this way. Another way that you can do that is meeting people from different cultures and background, and then it can be really from different city, a tribe, different lifestyle and different countries. So you have the opportunity to get to know different cultures based on that. And I think the best one, at least for me, it's living it. So yeah. Go there and live that and feel that, feel the culture, getting yourself immersive on this experience. So it's really important. And you can do this in different ways. As a traveler, as a student, working abroad, living abroad, have a relationships with people and from different countries. So it's really, really interesting to do that in different ways than each people can put yourself to get to know about other cultures.
Yeah, no, definitely. I love visiting and traveling around the world. Not saying I did a lot, but when I do, I try to like kind of go deep into like the cities and if you go on a inclusion, all-inclusive like vacation, you're kind of segregated, but I love doing the excursions where you kind of immerse yourself, because that's the best way to learn, like just be in the location and seeing the people and try to interact with them.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because you do need to really allow yourself for a new experience, because they already hear some stories and people go to travel. They, as someone that was traveler, like go to 20, 50 countries, but everything they lived was based in their own culture, because when they get there, they're going to be in a hotel that's based in their own country. And then they're going to find the restaurants that's like the chains that they know is the same food they know and they eat in every place. So just move, but not really live it, or not really get to know the country they are visiting. So it's interesting. Like, it was kind of how I can experience my own country, my own culture in different countries instead of really live in different countries. So yeah.
Oh, that is a big difference. Yeah, like I guess like for like I know this is another favorite topic of yours, like being a migrant and trying to, like, when you go to a new country, you know, maybe those are the great steps to kind of like immerse yourself, because, you know, that might be scary. You might not be comfortable, but I like the idea of like just keeping an open mind and say, maybe like, since you're in this country, maybe try a little bit of learning about their food, their stores, and kind of like break out of your shell, your comfortable shell of what you know.
Yes, it's really interesting. And just coming to my mind, I just was in vacation. One thing that's really interesting to get to know about the history, you have something like free walking tours or walking tours. It's a really nice way to just, when you get in the city, get to know the story about the city, the history and the stories about the city. So it's really interesting, because at least you get an overview and then you can explore. And again, you're already talking with other people. Usually it's for tourists, but at the same time, they really give like some locals advice, so you can really get to know, even though when you're going to be in a short time in that place.
Yeah, actually, that's a great point, because like in tip, because my friend actually came from Brazil and it was his wife's first time, and they did a bus tour, and then the bus is, since Toronto's a pretty big city, the bus tour took him to the main sites, and then they learned a little bit of every place. And once they finished, they're like, oh, that place was really interesting, I want to go back. So like, that's a really great way, like that's a great tip to kind of like, the walking tours, the bus tours is a great way to kind of oversee what might be the great tips, and see what you might dive into more.
Yes, and of course, if you have the chance to have locals friends, or maybe a way to meet locals, is the best way. Like, even though with the tours, like meeting local people, it's really interesting. It's the best way to get to know, and to really get to know the culture, the habits, and everything.
Definitely, yeah. Like, yeah, if you do have friends in a different country, that is the best way, because they'll already kind of went through what is the best, what your older friends, they know what you like, and they take what you kind of could be drawn into. That is to experience somewhere else. Like, for example, if I go to Brazil, I'd probably ask, somewhere, I like pizza. You probably be like, the perfect pizza. I know the perfect place to try these wonderful places, and be the best person to talk to about that.
Yes.
So do you become a better person understanding other cultures?
Yes, it's really interesting when you think about that, because when you understand another culture, it gives you opportunity to open your mind, get to learn more possibilities, ways of living in habits and attitudes that you don't see yourself. Or even though when you get in this first contact with the other culture, you have the chance to look your own self, your own culture, and observe like how you belong to your own culture, what aspects you coming from that, or what the things that may be like, oh, interesting, never thought about it, this in a different way, it's alternative way. Maybe it's better, maybe not. And then I can learn if the other culture or something. Just come into my mind, I saw a video like those days. It's a girl, she lives in UK. Her mother's Brazilian, but she was born in UK. And they're talking about how they eat orange. And the mother was like, the way she opened the orange and the way she cuts is like, okay, no, so this is weird. Then the girl said like, oh, my father taught me like the UK that to just cut it this way and it just opened like this. The mother was like, yeah, I can say that's better because it's easier than the way we do. So sometimes it's like, that's interesting. I can learn different ways with the other culture. So it's interesting because exactly this, you can evaluate yourself, your own values. So you can say like, oh my gosh, yes, I know this is really me. I think this is really strong about me. At the same time, you have the opportunity to learn more things and you can just add. And then when we talk about that, just coming for a little for the psychological background and everything. Sorry. When we have contact with other cultures, we are able to integrate with them. So really doing this process like, okay, I can see my own culture and I can see the other culture and I can get the best of the both culture. So I'm integrating everything. Sometimes I can just say like, nope, I like my own. This is my true. And this is the way I'm going to do it. I don't see myself in this different culture. So I'm not taking anything from that. And sometimes they have like the third option, then we do the acculturation. It's okay, I was raised there. I have all this background, but I never felt like I belonged to my own place. And now in this new culture, this new country, I just feel so much myself because the people think the way I think, I do things the way I would like to do, the things work the way I would like. So it just kind of take a little of your own culture back. And then you leave your culture, just assume this new culture as yours. So it's interesting because I don't have like a rule, like when I'm interacting, if it is, even though like I become a better person, but it really, what means being a better person? It's really subjective. It just really depends on the person. But they have this opportunity to criticize yourself. I think the critical thing is the opportunity, and you have the chance to develop a lot of aspects like, emotional intelligence, intercultural intelligence, and some skills that are going to help you to develop yourself. Yeah,
I love that. Like what I hear from like what you're talking about is like you become more empathetic too, and also like once you like learn these cultures, it could better in like a lot of relationship, even in the work field, even. Just talking to other people online, like you might just understand a little bit more.
Yes, and this is really important, like when we understand about other cultures, and one of the questions like why it's important to understand and how I can understand it, it's really important. And even for the topic of the meeting, it's important because I have this intercultural relationship, because it's important for me to get to know the culture of the other parent, the person that's interacting, because I can manage myself on the way how I can behave, how I can act with them, how I can integrate with them, respecting myself, because this is important. I do need to know my own culture, because this way I'm going to be respect myself, respect my own values, but at the same time I'm going to respect the other person's values. So if I go to in a company, even though like if I do a meeting, I need to know if people usually what's around me, what's the because I can greet someone and then they just say hi and it's going to be okay. If you give it the hands, for example, Brazilians usually say hi, give a kiss, but for some cultures like, whoa, just please my space.
Yeah.
don't do that. There are some cultures they first religions and other things are reasons they usually hold hands, but not with the women, because maybe she's in the period, they never know, so just not talking to her, you know? And this is important to know because, so for example, for myself, I always, when I meet people, I'm just waiting what they are going to do. So if they're going to give the hands, you're going to say hi, if you're going to hug, and then it's like, okay, so now I give my step because I'm just trying to understand because I already know people are different. I try to read what people does, but like my way is really say hi and give a small hug or maybe a kiss. Like even though like in Brazil, like São Paulo, it's one kiss. In Rio de Janeiro, there are two kisses. There are a few places that's three kisses. I think in France, it's two or three kisses. So it's just like, yeah. So those kind of things, it's really small things, but it's really important to get to know. For example, I think Chinese, when you eat, if you burp in the end, this means that it was good, you're full. But for example, in Brazil, if you burp in the dinner table, like, oh no, just disrespectful. It's not nice. It's not polite. You know, it's really small things. And when you think about communication, or if you're in the business, this is small things can make a lot of difference, you know. And then it's important to understand the cultures on this aspect. So even though for a personal aspect, so if I'm leaving if someone, there are few places then say good morning for everyone. There are places that they don't. If you're leaving, like you're a student, you have some people is really strict with time. There are people that's not, some countries not as strict with time. If you're working, how I can relate, what I can talk, what no, what kind of relationship you're going to have inside of a business, because there are people that's places really professional. Just talk about that. You're working 20 years with someone and you don't know if they're married, if they have kids or no. And there are a few countries that you're going to know, like the zodiac sign, you're going to know everything about the person because it's just different things. And this is important because when you have this awareness, you're being able to be flexible to understand, like, what part of me am I going to show here? What kind of limits am I going to give here? Or what am I going to open up? What I can learn? So it's really important to get this about the understanding and about the culture and the interaction. Yeah.
In Japanese culture, I was just listening when you were saying that, because I'm Japanese, like, yeah, we usually don't touch, we usually bow. In Japanese culture, it's rude to look at somebody's eyes. So, like, for me, I'm really hard, like, it's hard for me to stare at somebody in the eye. And so it's always been a conflict since I've been born and raised in Canada. It's like, it's a weird thing. It's like, in my back of my head, my Japanese self says, don't look at somebody in the eye. And then, so I tend not to look. So I always tell people, like, I'm not being rude. I'm trying, like, this is just me. Like, my eyes does not focus.
Yeah, and this is really important when I say, like, you need to get to know your own culture. Because if you don't know about your own culture, you're just going to behave this way, and you just don't have idea why you're doing that.
Yeah, it's so true. It could be something that I didn't even know that I learned from my parents, and they just
Yeah.
brought it down. And I'm like, why do I do this? I don't even know.
Yes.
And then, like, in retrospect, also, like, this also helps in, like, the mental health journey, since Simood is a mental health platform. And, like, if you are talking to somebody else in Canada who's Brazil, that just helps a little bit more because, like, you could tap into some things that you and that person may relate to in, like, a contextual, like, dialogue of your culture to kind of make the process more understandable.
Yes, and then I think when you're a migrant or like going for another country, like even going to Canada, it's really important in so many ways. Even though like before moving, because your own country, your own rules, your own bureaucracy, and then when you get there, it's different rules, different laws. It's just different everything. And then we get in the city, and then like, okay, I want to eat. I go to the supermarket and I don't see my food. So this is already a cultural impact on that, a cultural shock. So, okay, I like this rice. Okay, I cannot find where. And then, for example, you're from Japan, so you need to find the Japanese supermarket, and then that you need to find. And if you don't find it, you're not really going to find it. The same, like the rice and those kind of things, completely different. So it's interesting to get to know. So when you look about the mental health, it goes in so many different aspects, even for yourself and the self-knowledge, trying to understand yourself in this new culture, how I can integrate or I'm not going to integrate there, what I can learn with that, what impact of these small things, the good morning, good evening, or not having that, or the thought or not talking, then I have space or not having space, or being people more conservative or being open, more open. So how does impact myself? And this can really impact. And even though we're talk about culture, about the weather, it's something you're going to look at, because I saw with a client this week, and then she was talking about the how people still keep doing their lives while it's really cold, it's snowing outside. Like, how am I doing that? And the person's like, no, when it's cold and winter, I'm just like in my room, I don't want you to look at one. It's like, no, you still can have a life doing that, because it's cultural. They're just going to change the clothes and just change a few habits, but it's going to be the same. You know, they're going to keep alive. And they're like, and this can be really different from the culture, because you're like, I behave in a different way. When I got this, I usually just be more with myself. I don't interact much, and then now I need to interact. So it's really interesting when you look at that, in this aspect of mental health, because usually when you think about mental health and culture, or mental health in general, you're just going to think about some mental issues or like anxiety, depression. But this is kind of, it's a lot of stress that's going to happen. So, for example, even though we have like two terminologies and say the cultural shock, that's the first one. That's like, I just got here and like, oh, it's so different and everything is like this. So what's happening? And then you have the cultural stress. That's exactly, this is long time, because it's just while you're adapting yourself and acculturation yourself, you're going to have this small stress. And it's happening. There are people that's 10 years and living a place they think is already integrated, and then there's one thing that's like a different, like, oh, well, this is different. So like, this get back from my own culture and this culture. So how are you going to manage that? How am I going to be able to deal with this situation, because I don't have this background and need to understand this background. So it's really interesting to look through that. And then you see, like, basically the topic there about the dialogue, how it's important for us in different levels and different contexts understand about culture, and now and how the culture affect us, even though our cultures and the culture getting in, because this is going to be really a big deal in a personal life, and then for integration. And I think integration, it's mainly one of the biggest thing when you're living abroad, like how I'm going to integrate in the job and work and making friends, even the keeping in contact with my own family, because now you're living a different culture, you're learning different things, you have a different point of views of life, but your family, they keep there in the same way with the same point of view, because it's great they're living that. So it's something that sometimes get the people confused too, because like, how I can manage people that cannot see this way I'm seeing now. Even though going back sometimes it's different, like, okay, now I'm back to my country, but I don't. I this week I got a client that was like this. She was back from vacation, and she was like, I'm there, but I don't belong there. I know I'm not belonging there, but I'm here, and I don't belong here. So I get this spot, because you're not, because you learn so much, so you're not the same culture anymore, but you're not raising this culture at the same time, so you're not really integrated with that. So it's really some kind of inner challenge that migrants and really can have, and because this is really, I love this topic, and because it's really interesting topic, and having this specific day to talk about that's really important. And here we are talking mostly about the personal level, but this is really, you can get political levels, social level, you can go bigger. That's why you have those these days, like specifically from the, and then it's really important to look through that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of the same thing of like the political level. Like I remember our prime minister has, when they go to different countries, like they try to integrate into the culture, sometimes a little bit too much. there was like that's why there's so many like politics and even work environments. That's why it's so important to kind of, when you do go to a new country or you are working with somebody from a different place, it is important to kind of learn a little bit about the culture because you don't want to insult them or do something that is rude, right? So I feel like, yeah, like I was just thinking of that when you were talking about that.
And this is really interesting because there are a few companies that they offer some trainings that like talking about cultural awareness. The second is I understand in my kind of communication, the other people communication, because you have some studies that say like they have more open communication, closed communication. You have some countries that you're going to understand that they're going to this direction. So low context and high context. So there are countries that are going to understand that. And then you're going to see some counts that's similar, some counts that's in the middle, and there are some that's the opposite. So when you start to at least have this big overview about, okay, there are countries that they have a high context. So you need more understanding, there are more context, and they have the low context, like straight and just talking, and that's it. So it's interesting to get just to know about that. And when you're going to a specific place, exactly this, they're going to do self-awareness training about specific things in the daily situation. So, for example, in Brazil, one thing they joke for when you go to the supermarket, they ask if you want to put the CPF in the note. It's like our ID, just for tax purpose, like if you wanted to add something. But if you don't have idea, they just ask you just like, yeah. And like even though myself when I'm traveling, sometimes they say like something in the notes, like no, but they ask, I don't have idea. I need to pay, and this is enough. If they ask me something else, I'm not going to. So sometimes it's exactly because these are small things in the daily situation because you're not used to, you're not going to understand. No, it's really interesting. But this is the self-awareness training. It's really important in different level. I think have some university that usually they give him some of this kind of sports. It's in companies, usually big companies that have expats. So they send like executives for different places. So usually they give this approach to the people to get to understand more. So it's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would be like, if I had that opportunity, I think I will take it because I feel like like I'm very curious about other cultures, but not everybody's like that, right? Like not everybody is ready to kind of open up and like you said, the cultural stress of just learning of something and doing something wrong, you know, you can't be really hard on yourself because I think like a lot of like I don't know, maybe it's the Canadian in me, but I feel like sometimes you know, since you know, we have a particular culture, we're multicultural, you know, like if we do something wrong, it's like, oh, I didn't know, you know, like that kind of situation where I feel like I'm not too hard on myself because I know that, you know, there are lots of cultures out there and it's like you're open to learning. Yes. You know,
and Canada is a place that you can really have this. So you really a multicultural country, you're really open for migrants. So you really can have this kind of integration. So it's mixed, but you do have some countries that's more specific, it's really traditional, and then usually you feel more about this kind of thing. And yes, and said like it's hard because there are few people, they're comfortable the way they are. I don't want to change. I don't want to move. It's good. I was raised this way. I'm thinking this way. I really don't want to change. So it's amazing doing that. And it's not wrong. Just the way, you know. The only thing, it's like when you're in a situation that you're really having some kind of intercultural relation, you're integrating and talking with other cultures, we do need to. We do need to have this open mind, even though the minimum amount to be able to have a nice communication and a respect and get the goal what you have there. You know, they need to bring for a personal life. Sometimes it's okay, you don't need, but in the context you're living, yeah, sometimes it's important to do that. And then because these have like trainings about intercultural competences and intercultural skills, intercultural competence exactly for the person to be able to flexibilize themselves and learn how to do with these small tasks that they need to do, or specifically about work, specifically about studies and in this kind of thing.
Yes. So like if you are a person with high stress and anxiety, what kind of like tips would you give to a person that's kind of feeling the cultural stress?
Yeah, I think when you're high anxiety, the first thing, it's really therapy. You know, and what I really just suggest way more is a therapist that know about intercultural psychology. It is really important because it's good when you go to the psychologist, they're going to understand about the anxiety. They're going to give you all the support and tips, really thinking about the body, how your mind is working, the preoccupation, the everything, the afraidness that's involved in the anxiety. So usually when you're going to think about how, okay, treating anxiety. So am I going to treat what's your leaving you anxious? So let's do some breathing techniques. Let's do some distractions. Let's understand what's going on. Let's go to take some medicines that's going to help you with that. But when you think, and there are a lot of psychologists great on that, but when you have this background knowledge about intercultural psychology, for example, that I do have, so I live it a little from abroad and everything else, and I'm studying about, it's important because you're going to get these small things, you know, this understanding that what means not belonging there, not belonging here, you know, because when the people that don't have this kind of psychology that doesn't have much this awareness, they're not exactly going to understand much the client when they say like, okay, I'm missing home, but I don't want to go home. My parents is growing old and I want to be there, but I don't feel like I live there anymore. I live here. So it's a lot of context, you know, like one thing that we hear all the time, like, oh, but you're living in Paris. How you're crying, how you're depressed. Like, yes, I'm depressed in Paris, you know, you can do that. So it's really important. Like when you have anxiety, it's just looking for help, professional help. If you can find someone that have this knowledge about this migration background and context, is way better because they're going to give more awareness and support on these kind of things, going to embrace and these aspects. Of course, depends on the situation, the other psychologist is going to help in the same way. But here's just more open on this context and going to understand to how can help because, for example, the high anxiety, you need to understand why. Is it really a mental health issue or it's a visa issue? Or is, you know, because if you're there living in a country and you did other process for your visa and you didn't have the answer yet and you don't know if you're going to be legal or illegal, if you're going to wait or not, of course you're going to be anxious.
Oh,
yeah. Of course, you know, and then it's not exactly about your mental stability or not stability. It's really something real happening around that you just don't have any control about. And then you're going to deal with that and work through that, understand the process. And then, you know, like sometimes it's just getting information or getting people around to understand the situation. So it's just really complex when you look at the cultural aspect And mental health is exactly, it's not just about the structure of the mind and those kind of things, exactly those other things that's related with, yeah.
That is so interesting and so in-depth. That was amazing. Yeah, like, what I like about what you're saying is like, of course, to get the therapy that you need, and also like maybe to ask questions if you're in doubt.
Yes.
Like I'm like thinking like if you're in a different country, maybe you could ask a person if they do know somebody who knows a therapist. Of course, everybody could use Simon and talk to Argentina, but that's the ideal way. I guess like if you are feeling a little bit conflict, just try to reach out and talk to somebody is the best idea.
It's really important to have like this the people around you to help, and you can really find, you can find people from your own country, the communities in your own country. A lot of places going to have some counselor that can help you. Usually university, they have the advisor. And this, as you said, is really important because people don't ask. Sometimes you do have access for everything, but you're afraid or you're ashamed of going there and ask the support or asking something. Even those like, okay, I don't know how, simple things like, okay, I don't know how to get into the metro because I don't know if I need to tap in the beginning or in the end, or if I don't need to tap and how it works. And I just like, no, it's better walk 30 minutes than take the metro because I'm not going to ask how this works. So exactly, it's asking, maybe it's uncomfortable for you, but it's not a problem. You're not for there. You're going to have the first time you come to that, and you're going to learn.
That's
and having
it.
these people around to ask, it's really important. Get to know people that's already living in the country. I know people, even the clients, they work with a volunteer place, then they really welcome people in their area, professional area, to really help them to say like, okay, you're here, you're in this level, so you should look at that and that and that. So we really can find things and people that can help around.
I love that. Yeah. That is so true. Yeah, when you were talking about the metro, every metro is different. Every country is so different. It's like, it's such a true thing. And I always forget when I have my Japanese family here, I'll be like, it's different here. They're like, what is this? What am I supposed to do? What is, do you tap on, tap off, tap here, tap there?
Yes,
it is so true.
None.
And like those little questions and like little like stresses, it like at the end, if you're a visitor or you know if you're new there, that's the truth. It's like you'll make mistakes, but you'll learn and like you know try to embrace where you are and enjoy it, right?
Yes, and it's really good. And then today, I think nowadays is really easier to find things. So easily you can find, like, go to Facebook and then you post there, for example, Brazilians in Canada. And then you post there and then you're going to find a group and you're going to ask, like, am I going there? This is my doubt. Or you have a WhatsApp group. And then it starts to have, like, thousands of groups on WhatsApp for the places you're visiting. And then you really can help. People are going to help. And sometimes they're going to be 300 times the same question, because usually it's the same question, and it's still people willing to go there and to answer you again. So like, oh, this is the way you're doing that, or searching for this situation. Even though hard things, like there are a few support groups, then I can see, then I can follow, like, oh, I'm in a relationship and this is happening. I don't know how I can go to search. And there's someone like, oh, go in this place, you have this shelter there, talk with these, you have these rights, and then you have people that's going to help around, you know. So it's really interesting when you get this support and network with people so they can learn to, and then you can see that you're not alone. When you said about the anxiety, you see that's like, okay, I'm not the only one that I'm feeling this way, so this is normal. Even though today I was talking with a client, we had the session yesterday, and she's like, oh my God, I'm feeling this way. I don't know. I need to deal with that so hard. And then today I saw some phrase talk about exactly the same thing. I just said to her, like, yes, as I told you, like, it's normal. It's not comfortable. It's not nice. But yeah, just part of life, because it's everyone going to deal with that.
Yeah, usually that's the reality. I think it's sometimes when you feel so alone, you kind of look just toward yourself, and you don't realize that you might not be the only one feeling this way. You might not be the only one who has these silly questions or these silly thoughts. You know, if you like search online, you might be surprised that other people are feeling or thinking the similar way.
Exactly. And then when you talk about culture, it's the thing that most happen, because it's completely different. So, yeah, and I feel like I'm obligated to really know the other people's culture. Like, no, I think I should be curious about. I think most, I don't need to know, and I do need to be curious about. And then I can just search, I can ask, I can interact, and then I can that. So this is when you be able to do that, when you develop those skills, because being curious is a skill and a competence. And then when you develop that, and this open up a lot of possibilities, because you're going to learn how to communicate, how to observe, how to listen, how to... Some cultures understand that what they are speaking, exactly the words they are saying, is exactly what they mean. And other cultures, it's not like this. We need to get out the hiding contexts behind the things they said, you know. And this is going to be the dialogue and the communication, and they're going to do this adaptation, or just this amazing experience that can be 1-2 days and can be 10, 20 years their whole life in a different culture.
I love that. And I think we should end it here, because that was so beautiful. Thank you, Argentina. That was so lovely. And I'm so happy we got to talk about this wonderful topic.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be talking here again about this topic. And as always, I'm available.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone. SciMood is an online mental health platform that connects you with mental health specialists who speaks your language and understand your culture. You can find us at our website at scimood.com and on our social media channels on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn at MySciMood. Don't forget to follow, like, and share, and comment. Thank you for existing.